And welcome to episode number 80 of the Empowerment Coach podcast. It is the 11th of December today, closely creeping into that Christmas time and New Year. I've actually got a birthday before that, so it's Mila's birthday on Saturday on the 14th of December, and Dylan's is on the 7th of January. So, yes, a bit of a mad time over at our household, but. Today, how are we doing? It is coming up to middle of December. How are we feeling? Are we feeling overwhelmed? Are we feeling stressed? Are we feeling excited? Are we feeling joyful? What are we all feeling? I would love to know. So please, please, please do let me know. Today's episode is actually going to be about persistence over perfection. And it's the reason for me doing this episode, because normally actually I tie in whatever my email is with the episode and what or whatever I'm talking about on social media with the episode. And today I've went sidetracked, but it's so important. It's something that I'm coming up against quite a lot. Recognizing that the path to transformation, and be that whatever transformation that is for you. So it can be physically, spiritually, emotionally, business, personally, whatever that is for you. It's not linear. It's not linear. So we're going to be diving deep into this topic that resonates with so many of us, persistence over perfection. So whether you're working on that personal growth, pursuing a career goal, embarking on any form of transformation, one thing is for certain, the journey is rarely a straight line. In fact, it's often full of twists and turns and setbacks and moments of doubt and lots of imposter syndrome. Lots of emotions, lots of why am I doing this? Lots of questioning yourself, and we need to normalize that because we're so busy chasing this perfection that's not existent. So we're going to explore how the path to transformation isn't linear, why persistence is more powerful than perfection, and how to stay committed to your goals even when progress seems slow or uneven. Because trust me, it's something I am up against constantly, and we'll get into that shortly. So let's just start by saying, like I just said a second ago, we live in a world that celebrates perfection. Social media feeds are filled with these flawless moments and picture perfect adventures and families and circumstances and situations, highlight reels of success and curated images of what quote unquote ideal looks like. But here's the truth: perfection is just an illusion, and no one has it all figured out. The pursuit of perfection can actually hold us back in progress. Nobody invents a new problem. Nobody invents a new wheel. Nobody invents a new way to do things in the sense of transformation. And we're so busy chasing perfection, and it can paralyze us instead of propelling us forward. The dangers of comparing your progress to others, especially in a world where perfection is often showcased and nobody is showing all the tough bits. There's a thing called I think it's called the success iceberg, and it's like you see the iceberg on top. These are the things people see, and then like all the underneath, these are the things people don't see. And we're going to explore also how perfectionism leads to burnout and fear of failure, which prevents us from taking risks or making mistakes, which is a huge thing for growth. We need to like recognize that taking risks, exploring new possibilities, doing the uncomfortable things, do the fear of the unknown, all these different things are the only way we grow. So if perfection isn't the key, what is? And it's persistence. Showing up even when things are tough or when progress feels slow, it's about maintaining momentum, adjusting when necessary, and trusting that each step, even the missteps, contribute to your growth. So we want to be exploring the importance of building consistency over time rather than expecting instant results. Like I said something in one of my posts this week, like no great started being great, and we're so busy like wanting the end goal, but not appreciating and honouring like all the steps that it takes to get there. And we want to be building persistence will build confidence, and that leads to the personal transformation, even in the face of challenges. So when you are persistent, even in times that you're like, oh my goodness, this is not going anywhere. I feel like I'm stuck. I feel like I'm not moving. Like the key, absolute key there is to keep on going, because it'll come out on the other side of like whether that's in a day and a week and a month and a whatever it is, it's not normally as long as a year, but like it's going to come, and the confidence you'll gain and the battling through those moments where you really could give up, or where a lot of people do give up, the confidence that comes with that is literally what is going to transform you. So it's not a path, it's not a linear path. It's like no transformation is a linear path. Transformation, whether it's personal, professional, or emotional, it's not a straight line. It's more like a winding road with loads of detours, loads of setbacks, and loads of moments of self-doubt. And recognizing that is really crucial. Like when you see all these incredible people on social media or wherever, all these people that you're following that you're so inspired by or sometimes triggered by, none of what they do is a straight line. Like it's not straight. They will have a million setbacks. Whether they speak about them or not, it still happens. Like everybody has setbacks. Everybody has moments of maybe not believing themselves, or maybe just that little voice in their head that's like, I don't think you can manage this, or whatever. Every single person on this earth has that. So it's completely normal, and it's a huge part of the process. In fact, sometimes the setbacks teach us the most valuable lessons. So, like, if we were to dig a little deeper here and think about it, like, where have you, quote unquote, failed in your life? Often it's in the failures that we learn the biggest lessons. Often it's in these moments of despair, or these moments of like you don't know what to do, you don't know where to go, you don't know how to move forward, but you do. You always move forward. There's another quote, I love a quote. Like, you've survived 100% of your worst days. Like, you have got through things before, you have got through these moments before, and it's recognizing that actually sometimes what you need to go to these places to learn the lesson. And there's been umpteen times that I have been in that position where I have had to go to a place, like, and it's took longer than what I wanted it to take. And because, let's face it, we're humans, we want everything yesterday. But expecting that linear path that is going to lead to success, it can create an unnecessary frustration and disappointment, because you can get so disappointed that you're not there when you expected yourself to be there 2 days ago, or 2 weeks ago, or 2 months ago. And having graciousness and acceptance and belief and trust in the process that actually you are where you need to be, and you're only going to move forward if you keep moving forward, and if you keep on going, is really, really crucial. And then it also builds that sense of trust within yourself. It builds that sense of self-belief. It builds that sense of resilience and strength. So it's important to embrace these twists and turns, knowing that every experience is part of your growth. Every single part of it is part of your growth. And we want to try and stay motivated, and when the path seems unclear, and it's difficult to do that. Like, it's not like there's no magic wand. But we want to be building a mindset that embraces the journey and not just the destination. So like all these big feats that people do, whether it be, let's say, from a physical perspective, it's a marathon, it's a Hyrox, it's a ultra something, it's a triathlon, it's a, I don't know, one of these big feats. Like, actually, it's not the big feat that is the pinnacle of it all. It's the person you become in the process. So it's the person you become in stepping into that new version of you, because that is the win. It's not the thing, it's the actual process that's the win, because it makes you become this new version of yourself. Similar with, if that's like a spiritual thing, absolutely. There's moments where it's like there's an awakening, there's like an actual awakening. But again, you have to step on that path. You need to go through lots of different emotions and lots of different uncomfortable maybe situations. Sometimes you need to unearth a lot of kind of deep-rooted stuff that you didn't know were there. Sometimes you just need to look a wee bit more within. So sometimes, like, you can look very surface level initially when it comes to spiritual growth. And then as you go on that path, you start to see things much more deeper and much more clearer, and just much more. And I'll give you a wee ex example of that. So I got this at the last time I was at a sound bath, which is a couple of weeks ago. Beauty, absolutely beautiful, beautiful sound bath, and there was a cello in it. Like, I've never been to a sound bath that had a cello. It was just stunning. Weirdly though, that there was an alarm that kept going off, like a building alarm that kept going off during it. But with most sound baths, you have some sort of card, so some sort of, whether that be an oracle deck or an angel deck, some sort of deck of cards that's like giving you some sort of guidance. And my card was a gratitude card. And I was a bit like taken aback with it at first because I was like, I actually do live my life very grateful. Every single morning I write in my journal like what I'm grateful for. And so I'm very, very like consciously grateful. But recently there has been quite a lot of frustrations in my life, like with things like that aren't going the way that you thought they were going to go, or not going the way they planned. And I have not been grateful for them. And it made me realize, like, you have to be grateful for everything. And the thing that made me realize that was when you looked at the surface level of the card, there was a beautiful like woman, and it was like she was glowing with like a golden yellowy light, beautiful. And then when you actually looked deeper into the card, there was so many stories throughout that card. So in fact, I'll see if I can pull up the picture so I can explain exactly what all these different pictures were. So there was like a stair, I remember there being like a spiral staircase. There was like kids playing. There was a wee like three family, and like my family is three. It's me and Dylan and Mila. So like, what else was there? Wait, I'll see if I can find it. I have got so much pictures and videos on my phone, it's unreal. Yeah, so the girl had like a light in her hand. Like almost like a like the moon, or like a or the sun or something like that. In her earring, she has this spiral staircase, this big massive earring. Next to that, she has like peacock feathers in her hair. She also has sunflowers in her hair. Sunflowers are really, really relevant to me as well. And peacocks are really relevant to my mum, which is strange. There was like a under the sea kind of moment, like seashells and all that sort of stuff. There's another wee bit that's got a boat, like it's next to water, out in the boat. Like I said, there was a wee three families playing in the sand. There was another, like, I would say it would be an inner child thing. So there was like a wee girl running with a hat on, and she's got something in her hands. I'm not sure what she's got in her hands. There's a couple. There is another bit, and another, so this is another side of water. There's the universe as well. There's like a big university type like thing. There's another bit of like I think it's a man in the water. So he's walking in the water, and I don't know if it's children or a woman that's in what looks like maybe some sort of boat, and he's kind of manning it, if you like. There's palm trees, like her hair has got like, it's almost like electricity coming out of her hair. In her hand, she's also holding three horses. Oh no, wait a minute, there's four horses. There's four horses. Just noticed that there. And it's just, and the bottom of it, it says gratitude, and it says be grateful for all that you have. And that was the bit I was like I said at the beginning, I was a bit like, a bit triggered probably. Like, I am grateful. And then the more I looked at it, and the more I seen more things, and then when I read the bottom that says be grateful for all that you have, and it didn't like highlight that all, it just said be grateful for all that you have. I read it differently, and so it just goes to show like the journey, like that was a like so before if I'd had that card a couple of years ago, I would not have seen all that extra stuff. I would have just seen what was superficially on the card, like the first thing you see. And so again, that comes to that whole journey, that whole learning, like that development. It's huge. It's huge in any form of transformation, even a career change. Like there's so, like you have to become someone new to step into that new persona, that new environment. It's not to say that there's anything wrong with the person you are, absolutely not. But if you want to reach another level, you want to reach higher levels, then it's about being that person and acting in line with that person. So I'm going to give you some practical tips to embrace persistence over perfection. So now that we've explored a little bit about the power of persistence and the non-linear nature of transformation, let's talk about some actionable steps that you can take to stay on track, even when perfection feels out of reach. And I want you, like, progress over perfection. Amen to that. Like, perfection is not real. And we need to get out of the way of thinking that it is. I feel like this society these days is just so, like, even when it comes to your, like, what people look like, everybody wants to look perfect. And, like, there's anything wrong with it, the people's choices in this, because it's everybody's their own person. But the Botox, the teeth, the fake nails, the fake hair, the fake tan, the whatever else, like, and there's nothing wrong with that, but, like, I would ask the question, why? Like, why, like, if I was speaking to another female who did have all that, now it's absolutely fine if that's what you want to do and that's what makes you feel good or whatever. But I would just really, really think some people do these things because of pressure of, like, external validation. And so I think I would just, if you were thinking about doing these sort of things, and I don't know if I'm on a tangent, but just ask yourself why. Is it true to you? Is it what you want to do in your own person? Or are you trying to be something you're not? Because I think with regards to transformation and it's all about being authentic. It's about being authentic and coming almost like coming back to your authentic self, because we are born blank. Well, effectively, not really. Obviously, we've got our DNA in there and stuff like that. So, like, there's elements that is like is genetics, but from a if you think about it from a transformational perspective, you are given your beliefs, you're given your thought process, you're given your, like, circumstances. Like, so we are shaped by all of these different things. So that continues in adult life if you don't, like, recognize that actually, am I doing actions in line with who I am or who I want to be? Anyway, went off on a tangent there. So, set small, achievable goals. Break down big, ambitious goals into bite-sized tasks that will help you build momentum and celebrate the small ones. So, when you are feeling like you've got this big mammoth task that, like, it's so overwhelming, you're going to procrastinate, you're going to do all sorts of things to avoid it because it feels overwhelming, it feels too much. Whereas if you break things down, it feels much more doable. And then you're patting yourself on the back and you're getting that wee buzz and you're getting that wee dopamine rush with every small win that you celebrate. Try and really work on that mindset. So you want to think about mistakes being not being setbacks, but as being learning opportunities. So there's no such thing as failure in the sense that unless you stop, if that makes sense, there's always room for growth. Like, what is the lesson in this? Like, am I having to pivot here? What, like, why am I having to pivot? What is going on here? Like, what is this teaching me? And it is recognizing and understanding and reframing things that happen that feel like they're horrific. Like, understand the lesson in it in order to move forward and to use it as your fuel, I suppose. Try and develop a bit of a routine of consistency. So it's not about perfection, it's about showing up every single day, even when you feel like you don't want to. Like, even in those days where you don't want to show up, keep showing up. Because even, like, from me, from a physical standpoint, I'm going to take a wee drink. I've been told that I swallow quite loud, so apologies if you heard that. So from, like, a not even physical standpoint, from a fitness standpoint. Recently, I've had a constant battle with running, like a constant battle with running. I always get injuries and whatever else. But more recently, I have, like, really learned my body and learned to listen to my body and learned to understand my body a bit more. So for a while, I had to, like, stop running and go on the bike instead because I would maybe get my sore knee or sore hip or whatever. Whereas before, I would have just kept pushing through, kept pushing through, kept pushing through, because something's on. Like, I have a thing on my program. It must be done. It must be ticked off. It must be da da da. And I was so, like, rigid in that. Whereas I've recognised now that I actually question myself: does this serve me? Is this going to make the boat go faster? Basically, but there's a very fine line between having that compassion with yourself and just allowing yourself off the hook. So, like, for instance, last week I was like to myself, right, I'll do a 30-minute run and 30-minute bikes, and that'll be plenty. And it got to 30 minutes in the run and it was on a treadmill, by the way, which is soul destroying. But anyway, When it got to 30 minutes, I was like, right, okay, I'll do another five. Everyone feels okay. Right, I'll do another five. Oh, everyone feels okay, do another five, and so on and so forth. So it got to 58 and a half minutes, and I was like, winning. But then my knee started play up. And again, I would have before I'd have pushed through for that minute and a half, but that minute and a half of pushing through pain was not going to serve me. It was only going to put me backwards. Therefore, I stopped at 58 and a half minutes and accepted that as a frigging massive win. And that was that. Fast forward to this week, I pulled my groin in my first lower of the week. So when I went running this morning, I was like, right, this might not work. And I need to be okay with that. So the bike is the option. So again, I went to the gym so that the bike was the alternative option. And I done my full 60 minutes because of the where my pull in my groin is, it's in like inside more, so therefore it wasn't sore when I was running. But I could have used that groin as an excuse to be like, right, I'm not going to do that today. Like I could have easily because it's a real thing, it's really there. But I was like, no, actually, I need to try. Like, I need to try. I need to see what that looks like. So for me, that's massive growth. Not only the fact that I can run for 60 minutes unbroken, but also the fact that I'm recognizing my body more and I'm understanding it more and I'm having that very fine balance of compassion and get your shit done kind of thing. But equally, like the path of this running malarkey has been so up and down, it's unreal. Sometimes I've been flying, and just as I'm flying, I get some sort of injury, and I'm back to like, right, you can't run for X amount of weeks and whatever. Like before I done Vienna and High Rocks, I couldn't run for like 8 weeks. Same before I done Glasgow High Rocks, couldn't run for 8 weeks. Don't get me wrong, I'm much more understanding of my body now. Like I'm much more realize it's a technique to it and not just going out there and giving it welly. But it's a path that has been up, down, roundabout, back, forth, all over the place, like literally all over the place. And I could have just gave up and been like, well, do you know what? I've got my bad, quote unquote, bad knees, bad hips, it gives me injuries, like da 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 da, all these different things. But actually, it's like, no, just like stop telling yourself stories. Like, it's just a case of navigating, listening, understanding, and having that battle in your head but overcoming it. So that's my wee story about like kind of the journey, if you like, of for that for me that was running. Like it's a journey. And it's about being consistent. So like when I couldn't run, it wasn't like, right, well, just don't run, just leave it. It was like, well, actually no, I'm going to go on the bike, and it's so I can get the same adaptation on the bike as running. And then as soon as I feel like I can try running again, right, we're right back on the either outside or on the treadmill. So, and lastly, practice self-compassion. Like I just said there, like you need to be kind to yourself during these rough patches. Remember, growth is messy, but it's worth it. And finding that balance between compassion and push is a very, very fine line. And it's something that you need to work on. It's nothing. It's something that won't just come. Like it takes time. Like it's took me even in the running journey. Like I've now been running effectively for 2.5 years, but I'm still a beginner. Like I'm still a beginner because for the first period of time, I was just going out there and try to run. Like I didn't really think about how I was doing it. I was just doing it. Whereas now I've got much more skin in the game. I'm much more understanding. I'm checking like my different things, like my heart rate and all these sort of things that I wouldn't have done before. So as we wrap up today's episode, I want you to remember that the path of transformation is not linear. Rarely linear. I'm going to say it's never linear, to be quite honest. And perfection is overrated. What matters most is your persistence, your willingness to keep going, even when things aren't perfect. Embrace the journey, the setbacks, and all the messiness. They're all part of this beautiful transformation. So I want to thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe, share this episode with anyone who needs a reminder that they're on the right path, and we'll see you in the next episode. So if this episode resonates with you, please do share your thoughts with me on social media or leave a wee review or just reach out. Like I love speaking to people and love to hear how you're embracing persistence in your own life. Have a magical, magical day, and I will speak to you again soon. Bye.